Tell you what, let's not make him wait. He's a busy guy, and he's ready to go. Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about that snow news?
You know, mixed feelings. We've been pretty lucky so far this year. I'm not real thrilled about the idea of shoveling or blowing snow. We've already had the discussions in our house about whether a snow day will be upon us or not. But yeah, I have kind of mixed feelings about it.
And we've got spring break separated. Your daughter attends Eau Claire Public School, and so you got two of your kids that do. And so the fact is that we've got a son who's a senior. But Chippewa had their spring break last week. Eau Claire gets theirs next week. And so if there's no school on Friday, and we're just speculating now, but that's the last day before the spring break next week. So
yeah. So do they just get an extra day or not? That's up in the air. So.
Right. It is. It is not for us to decide. No.
Right.
I've been thinking that. I'm like, wow. You just kind of reflect on this winter. You're like, I mean, just obviously it was unlike any other, but like just the lack of, school closings and delays,
Right. Yeah, and at that point, I think they should just give every kids and adults, just give them a day off,
Yeah, right.
Say, hey, we've been lucky, so why not just keep the luck going?
There was nothing quite like, there's no school today as a kid. You're like, yes.
Right, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. We were visiting earlier in the week. One of the comments that had garnered some attention from over the weekend from a leading political figure was the fact that certain people were not even people. In fact, they were even likened to animals. And so we talked some about that, and we said, with everything in us, every human is an image bearer. And I think that's important. I think everybody who quotes, like from Psalm 139, fearfully and wonderfully made, that was kind of a foundational verse for our friend Andrea Polnasek, one of her movies here recently. I mean, And I hope people will hold on to that and not allow people a free pass if they take a different spin on that, right?
Sure, right, absolutely. I think for me it's just kind of continuing to come back to that is to really honor and see the inherent value in people, mm-hmm. even if we don't agree with how people live or are acting. There is an inherent worth.
Having said that, here's the book. I've got it. Yes, it was in my car underneath other books. But The Hole in Our Gospel, The Answer That Changed My Life and Might Just Change the World, Rich Stearns, the former head of World Vision. He's quoting from Susan Moeller's book, Compassion Fatigue. She was a journalist. Here was the quote that has stayed with me all these years. She said, in the news business, one dead fireman in Brooklyn is worth 5 English bobbies who are worth 50 Arabs who are worth 500 Africans. Let me read it again.
Oof.
Yeah. She said, in the news business, one dead fireman in Brooklyn is worth 5 English bobbies who are worth 50 Arabs who are worth 500 Africans. I mean, Jason, I can tell you that having lived in West Africa for 2 years, And I just know, I mean, that is the case. We don't even, it's at times, I think we all just kind of need to check ourselves on that.
Absolutely. And it's just, I think you heard me say oof as you were reading that, because from what I've observed, that is definitely true. And, and I think it's good for us to stop and reflect on why is that the case? And is that how we think about our neighbors next door and our neighbors across the sea as well?
Right. Okay. Well, I had your devotion book. Now, where did I put it? Because we're
probably in the back seat of your car.
Probably. Well, you know what? Why don't you read the verse in the devotion? Oh, here it is. Found it. I set it down on the stand to the right of me. Bye.
All right.
You get that? You can't see your glasses and they're on your face. All right.
Right. Yep.
John 15:5 today. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
Yeah, and then I wrote, I don't know about you, but I often find myself wandering aimlessly like a sheep, seeking after my own way. I mindlessly pursue temptations and interests, arguments, and distractions. When I finally look up, I wonder how I've ended up so far from God. As the old hymn says, we believers are prone to wander. When we think about sheep, this makes sense, but how does a branch wander off? It can't. A branch stays connected to the vine unless a gardener comes and removes it or it dies. It cannot simply choose to leave. We haven't broken free from the vine, rather we have forgotten that we are connected to it and that we receive our nourishment from it. I think Jesus is reminding us that we are already in him. God's life is currently flowing into us by his Spirit through the vine, Jesus. What we must do is pay attention and remain connected and remember our connection.
Well, that one gets me. I've never heard that question asked about a branch moving.
Yeah, you know, again, I love the agricultural metaphors that are so common in Scripture, and I think we can learn a lot from looking at Scripture and looking at the plants that they often talk about.
Yeah. Close us out.
Yeah, it says, Jesus, when I lose focus, it is so easy for me to worry and chase after unholy pursuits. Help me to remember, moment by moment, that I am in you and you are in me and that my life flows from you.
Well, thank you. And I tell you what,
you
tomorrow we jump ahead all the way. Just get yourself ready to John 16:25, because all those next verses and devotions we have covered at one point here on the Wib Wake Up Show. So
sounds good.
Well, our buddy Cliff may be out of the area, but he says, still reaching out. He says, good morning, Alpo. Sitting here, I won't say where, but he says, avoiding text messages. He says, happy birthday. Shout out to H. Quinn and Chris Utech today. Very good. Thank you for that, Cliff. And also, those celebrating birthdays today include the likes of Rhonda Ray. Yeah, there's Chris Utech on my Facebook page, as well as Judy Holm. It's been a while, Judy, so. All right, and Randy Vandaloo, $10 pledge for each basket made. Blessings on your day. And I apologize, Randy, you messaged me on Monday about possible days you could come in and shoot, and I haven't gotten back to you. I will. So we'll set up a day for you. And all right, yes, so we've got a guest shooter today. The coach is pulling me out of the game. Jeannie Cromie had mentioned in the listener line at 396-1670. Jeannie's got that ongoing early morning pledge for anybody who hits that fourth shot. She'll pony up $10. And we have not taken advantage of it since she issued the pledge. So, like Friday, Monday, Tuesday, it's not gone in. And so, Vicky messages me from Eau Claire, one of our faithful, loyal listeners. And she's just like, and I need to check, Vicky, how Rod did yesterday. I'm not sure. I saw a little bit of the Facebook video, but I wasn't able to finish it. On the drive, but she says, do you want me to shoot for you? Jeannie said I should try. I'm like, sure, come on in. Based on yesterday's performance, I can understand the coach pulling me. And so Vicky says she's on her way to work. She says, I can stop on my way to work today before the snowstorm. Yeah, the snowstorm is, Thursday night into Friday, right? So this is Wednesday morning. We should still be good tomorrow morning. It's Friday, though. That'll be a little bit rough. So, all right, well, get the front door open for you. Get the coffee going as well. All right. So, and then actually, we do have Troy Lechner as our shooter tomorrow. So, the CCM photog extraordinaire. All right. Other birthdays. Anybody remember Barney Miller? Hal Linden, 93 today. Happy birthday, Hal. Director Spike Lee, 66. But says, is 66, is 67. Well, take your pick, I guess. I'd choose 66 if I could. Holly Hunter. The actress is 66. I remember her from Broadcast News. Michael Rapaport from Boston Public, 54. Bianca Lawson from The Steve Harvey Show is 45. Mikey Day from SNL, 44. YouTuber Justine Izarek from Justine is the big 4-0 today. Christy Carlson Romano is 40. And we've also got Barron Trump is 18 today. Our promise of the day is Psalm 91:7. Thousands may fall around you, but you will not be harmed. Go check the devotion that goes with it at 365promises.com. So Randy Vandaloo says his granddaughter Jane turns 9 today. So happy birthday to her. We can make this special for her here on WWIB. Memorable. I hope she's listening. Happy birthday, Jane, from Grandpa Randy.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's your birthday.
All right. I hope it's your best birthday yet. All right. Well, she's huffing and she's puffing and she's a committed listener. When we talk about we are family, we mean it. Yeah, Coach Jeannie from Fall Creek saying, Halvo, we got to find somebody, a child. You were 0 for yesterday. And guess who's coming off the bench? Vicky. So I don't know what was more humbling. Being cut from the ninth grade basketball team, that's pained me to this day. Made the eighth grade team, the ninth grade, like, Halvo, we don't have room for you, or to be benched today. But again, Vicky, I did not make a shot yesterday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. You're a faithful and loyal WIB listener. Jason and I, we were out for breakfast on Saturday at Randy's. We invite the listeners, and there you and your husband Mark were. So you had a good breakfast there?
We did. Yeah. We always have a good breakfast at
Randy's. Fantastic. And Mark had his copy of Letters to the Beloved, got it signed. So thank you for that. So Jason felt encouraged. So, well, what do you think? You haven't had any practices yet, huh?
Yeah, I hope I have a couple of them at least.
All right. So tell you what, I'm going to let you warm up a little bit, and we will play a tune. Oliver and Eau Claire on the listener line asked for three songs. Oliver, I can't get to all of them, but you did ask for I Still Believe from Lecrae and For King and Country. We'll get that while Vicky's warming up. Still chance for people to get in. And a Culver's Wednesday, first full day of spring, $20 Culver's gift card on the line from Among You Pledgers. So that'd be great to go away with. You have a favorite item at Culver's, Vicky?
Oh, yeah. Always the kids' meal, because you get that ice cream with the meal.
There you go. Working the angles, Vicky. Working the angles. There we go. Vicky the volunteer, she's gone by for a number of years just to help me out with, well, I think you helped out with Mabel Louise and the mailings, right, for
a
bunch of years?
That's how I started, yeah.
Yeah. And then later helped me out with Front Page, and we would lay out all sorts of books and try to get an overview and figure things out, and so we appreciate it. And you did pretty good. The underhanded tosses, how did you fare there?
I got 5 out of 5.
Wow. Well, that was the warm-ups, though.
There
Once
you go.
The red light goes on, it gets a little tougher. But as I was watching you, I'm like, I've made this too hard. I've made it too hard. Yeah. Hearing from a lot of folks here this morning, your husband, Mark, says $5 per made basket, minimum of 20. Thank you. We've got that suggested minimum of 10 to be in the drawing. Now, you and Ronnie Appleseed, how are you guys related?
It's Mark's brother.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Ronnie just had a birthday the other day. $5 for every make, 3 for every missed, except for the fourth shot. You guys like the fourth shot. He says he'll do 10 if you make that. No pressure. Ronnie and meanwhile, Marcy and Bloomer, $10 per made bat. You're drawing the supporters out of the woodwork here. And Julie up north says pledge $2 per made basket with additional 10 if you make the fourth ball. People love the fourth ball. All right, so we're going to get the music fired up. Vicky's ready to go. And here we go, Vicky. Yeah. Somebody's going to go away with a $20 Culver's gift card. Yeah, don't forget about Jeannie in Fall Creek. She's the one who put you in the game. And she's got $10 if you make the fourth one. So we'll figure it all out. First one is good. Underhand off the backboard. Second one is good. Underhand just over the hoop. She's, stepping up here. Underhand, right-handed. The third ball is up and off a little bit to the right. Perfection is tough to achieve. The fourth one, there it is. That big fourth one banked it in. There you go, Ronnie and everybody else. Julie and also Jeannie and the fifth one. Wow. All right. Well, Caleb, it's the second to last first round matchup in our CCM Song Showdown. And another good one as the 27 seed Micah Tyler against 6-seeded Newsboys. But boy, with the upset of the tournament, Go Fish over Mercy Me in the 8 o'clock hour yesterday, you just don't know what can happen.
Yeah, that's the fun of it, right? Uh-huh. This is March in basketball and in music. So you can vote two ways, as always, 715-396-1670 via text. That's also where you can pledge for Hope and Hoops and get yourself in the running for that $20 Culver's gift card. But text your vote and get a bonus vote commenting on the post that's live now in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Micah Tyler, his song Walking Free against Newsboys, their song God's Not Dead. Two excellent songs, powerful songs.
I'm glad I don't have to vote, but it's a tough choice. But please do the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group and the listener line 396-1670. We can also pledge for Fred Scholler, guest shooter this morning at 8:45. And one other artist moves on in our CCM Song Tournament. Congratulations to the Newsboys.
They move on to the second round. And again, we'll talk about this in just a moment. We only have one first round matchup remaining. So maybe we'll reveal that in just a few moments here. But congratulations to the Newsboys. Well played, Mike and Tyler. But the Newsboys, God's Not Dead, a strong song. And they move on out of the first round.
WIB, it is the 16th and final first round matchup in our CCM Song Tournament. Earlier this morning, Newsboys advanced over Micah Tyler. And this last showdown has the 20th seed Need to Breathe against 13th seed Phil Wickham. Caleb?
All right. So, again, two ways to vote. You can vote via the text line, where also folks are pledging for Hope and Hoops, putting themselves in the running for that $20 Culver's gift card. So thank you so much to those who are pledging there. And you also can vote there between these two artists. And we'd love to have that participation. But get a bonus vote in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. So Need to Breathe, the song Lay 'Em Down against Phil Wickham, Battle Belongs. Uh-huh. Should be a good one here, Havel, as we finish out, again, as you mentioned, our final first-round matchup.
Boy, these are two incredibly popular and talented artists, and I'm looking forward to this one.
I'm counting the Facebook group votes, and right now Phil Wickham is out to a nice lead.
Yeah, he's got a good lead on the text line as well over Need to Breathe, a popular group, a great group, but still, Phil Wickham, tough. And, you know, just thinking about Phil Wickham, he kind of represents, like, he's got a lot of good songs, and so that's the thing with this tournament. Every round, you have to have a different song.
Yeah, we'll see how this turns out. Voting goes through 8:45 a.m., and right after that, we'll have our guest shooter, Fred Scholl, from Overnights with Fred, our Hope and Hoops guest this morning, take his five shots on the Little Tykes hoop here in studio, and Fred joins us. Right now, we'll see if we can get him on the mic real quickly here. And Fred, thank you again for coming in early today to shoot for Hope and Hoops. As you eye up this Little Tykes Hoop and Studio, five shots, what's your early prediction for how you'll do?
I'd say all bets are off.
Okay.
I used to play in my backyard, and I was pretty good. I'd get in the zone and hit shot after shot. But I wasn't using Nerf balls either.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Now, again, we have the chance for people to pledge for a $20 Culver's gift card today that will be given as a thank you to one of our pledgers before 8:45. And you can go to WWIB.com/hope or text 715-396-1670. And I thought it might be interesting for, I mean, again, you're back with us here at WWIB, but also, I mean, you've been here in the past before too, and amazing to see how the ministry has continued again for well over 50 years.
Right. I come back 40 years later and we still have the same crew. So you guys are really hanging in there really great. Of course, Caleb wasn't here.
Yeah, I wasn't. Right. I wasn't.
You may not have been born.
I might not have been at that point.
1987. But, he came on the scene 1987. So.
Okay.
But again, you know, again, thinking about the passing of Mabel Louise and our founders both have passed now, and Warren and Mabel Louise Stewart, and you were able to work with them and interact with them for a number of years. But to see again how their children have carried on this legacy of leading the station. And as you mentioned, people stay here a long time.
Right. Great family. And I admired them right from the beginning because their kids were all in with the Lord.
And yeah.
That's just the greatest thing.
Well, Fred, we appreciate you joining us for Hope and Hoops. We'll let you take some warm-up shots as you're able. But, folks, we'd love to, along with your votes for our latest song matchup between Phil Wickham and Need to Breathe, we'd love to get your pledges. Again, you can call us. You can go by text 715-396-1670. Or if you're fast, you also can fill out the quick form at WWIB.com/hope. Fred will be taking five shots after 8:45. You can pledge per shot he makes, per shot he misses, or a flat amount. Again, as long as your pledge tallies up to a suggested minimum of $10 or more, and your generosity beyond that certainly appreciated, we'll put you in the running for that $20 Culver's gift card. And who wouldn't love that? We have another winner, and this was the finale of our first round in the CCM Song Showdowns, our bracket-style matchups between songs and artists here, Havel. And it was Phil Wickham against Need to Breathe, Battle Belongs against Lay 'Em Down, and we have a winner.
We do. It's Phil Wickham moving on, and it's the Phillas in Osseo who nominated Phil Wickham. So still eligible to win that pair of We Are Messengers tickets for the April 8th concert at the Pablo Center.
We're ready to rock and roll for Hope and Hoops. Your last second pledges, as always, welcome 715-396-1670. Get the running for that $20 Culver's gift card. We have pledges from Rose from Phillips, Agnes from Menominee, Vicky from Eau Claire, Doreen from Stetsonville, and Karen from Ladysmith. Thank you so much for your generosity. And all those ladies, man, we didn't have any guys pledge. All the ladies in the running for that $20 Culver's gift card. Fred Scholl, are you ready to go?
The basketball is in my hand, but 40 years from now, will anyone remember what I did this morning?
It depends how you do.
Yeah, right.
All right, Fred stepping to the line. Have won the play-by-play. Again, if you want to get in a last-second pledge and be in the drawing, 715-396-1670. But we've delayed long enough, and it's time to go.
I've known this guy since before Caleb was born. So here we go. Fred Scholl on the line, the first one. He looks like he's going to go underhand. The first one is up and off to the right. He's going to pick up that same ball.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Second one, Fred, sticking with that underhanded approach, which is the way of the day. There we go. Off the backboard and in.
Nicely done.
Good use of the board. One for two. Three more to go. Shot number three, the underhand toss, is around and in. Yes, he worked it around a little bit.
Finding the range now, and it's kind of like putting, you know, as well. Just, you know, again, the deep breaths, get focused, and here we go.
Two out of three so far. Two more to go. This one's on the way and around and in. Yes, just the soft touch.
Very soft touch. And again, that little Tykes plastic rim is not kind, as
no,
we've said
it's
before.
Not. Yeah.
It's a harsh rim, and Fred used it very well.
He's not feeling any kind of pressure. Three out of four. One more to go. Trying to match Vicky from earlier today. Around and in. Yes, he's worked the rim a couple of different times, right?
Well done, Fred. We'll get a little quick post-game reaction here. Four out of five. And again, when that first one doesn't go in, you've got to, again, lock in. And you did.
You know, I wanted to hear a rim shot after I was done there. You know, from a drum, you know?
Yeah, should have done that. Right. We're big on drum rolls on this show, but...
Well, thank you, Fred, for joining us. And again, thank you for being part of the ministry, not only years ago, but also now as well, too. It's great to have you. Again, we love hearing you on overnights, and we hear that from a lot of folks as well.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you two guys. You're really quick on the draw. You're the right guys for this job. Okay.
We just talk fast. That's the other thing.